Earlier this week, U.S. intelligence agencies reported that Iran ended efforts to build a nuclear weapon in 2003. But Iranian engineers continue to make uranium fuel for what they say is peaceful nuclear power. Experts point out that enriching uranium for fuel leaves a big part of the weapons apparatus intact. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports.
You make nuclear fuel for a power plant or material for a bomb the same way. You turn uranium into a gas and then run it through a series of centrifuges. These are essentially tubes that spin tens of thousands of times a minute. That separates out the isotope you want, uranium-235. Stop spinning when your gas gets to about 5% U-235, like the vermouth in a dry martini, and you've got fuel for a power plant. Spin some more to 85% U-235, and you've got the stuff of bombs. The International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, discovered Iran's centrifuges in 2003 and said they had to stop enriching. Iran did, for 2 years, then they resumed. According to Michael Levy, a physicist with the Council on Foreign Relations, you can't just flip a switch and expect these machines to just start up again.
If your washing machine is slightly off balance, it's going to start walking across the floor. Now, what you've got in a centrifuge plant is you've got these tubes spinning at incredibly high speeds. This is your washing machine on steroids. And if you don't get it balanced just right, it can go flying and crash into the other pieces. Iran had problems with crashing centrifuges early on. It appears to have had fewer recently, but it also appears, according to certain reports, that it's been operating these at a lower speed.
Lower speed means less efficiency. Nonetheless, Iran has built more centrifuges, perhaps as many as 3,000 of them, and is studying how to make them work better. Levy and other nuclear experts say that even if Iran has in fact stopped designing a weapon, the enrichment process is really the biggest single step toward making one. Pierre Goldschmidt is with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace and was a senior official at the IAEA.
A nuclear weapons program has essentially three components. It's nuclear material, weaponization activities, and then the delivery systems. And clearly, Iran is still working and making progress on nuclear material production and on delivery system with their ballistic missiles.
Goldschmidt says the U.S. National Intelligence Estimate this week did not clearly distinguish that.
They should make a distinction between the intention to develop nuclear weapons and the intention to develop a nuclear weapons capability.
He says there's no evidence that Iran has abandoned efforts to get that capability. And President George Bush noted in his press conference this week that Iranians still have the knowledge to build a weapon. Nuclear scientists point out that lots of people have that knowledge. You can find bomb designs and enrichment primers on the web. The Iranians got a lot of their knowledge from Pakistan, including designs for centrifuges. What they still do not have, says David Albright, head of the Institute for Science and International Security and a former weapons inspector, is experience.
So the centrifuges are going to break more, they're going to run less efficiently. But I think overall, they're going to work adequately. They'll succeed. They could have a technical capability to reliably enrich uranium. I mean, we see it could happen as next year.
Albright says Iran has also been accumulating parts to build even more centrifuges. Once they learn how to run them reliably, he says, it might take Iranian scientists as little as a year to produce enough highly enriched uranium for a bomb. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
That intelligence estimate Chris just spoke about represents the collective opinion of the U.S. intelligence community. You can read about what goes into the making of the National Intelligence Estimate at npr.org.